LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Super Bowl is right around the corner, and new FanDuel Sportsbooks players, your day is about to get 20% better. It's the Super Bowl season, and FanDuel Sportsbook is providing you with a great new offer since you're signing up with FanDuel through FanDuel.com/FPSBK. That's FanDuel.com/FPSBK. And upon your sign up, each new user will receive a no-sweat first bet up to $3,000. That's a big-time two-for-one deal from ourselves at Fantasy Pros and our partners over at FanDuel. They've got same game parlays, tons of new markets to bet on. Super Bowl, NBA, NHL, and MLB is right around the corner, and we're looking at an awesome slate of games coming up for all of them. So experience season-long wins without the season-long waits. Sign up with FanDuel Sportsbook and receive a no-sweat first bet up to $3,000 by heading to FanDuel.com/FPSBK. Age and location restrictions apply. Bonus issued at non-withdrawable site credit that expires after 30 days. And now, let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It's me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia, and today we're talking about the Super Bowl. That's right. We've got one NFL game remaining in this season, and we're going to squeeze every last bit of juice out of it. We're going to talk about the player props. We're going to talk a little DFS and get a little predictions from the boys here. And the boys, I mean, of course, Derek Brown, D-Bro, the King of Bros, fresh off the Senior Bowl. I don't know what his 40 time was, but I believe it's undisclosed at this moment. And Jim Sannis is back joining us from FanDuel, from NumberFire. Great to have you. And if you're watching on the YouTube channel, you're getting a sense also of what the fall collection of Kohl's looked like, because we've got three different hoodies on. We've got the two-tone from me in the blue. We've got the two-tone from D-Bro in a different color. And then, of course, Jim rocking the solid. So we have covered all of the dad fashion here at one time. So if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe for more fashion tips and fantasy tips here at Fantasy Pros. Gentlemen, it is great to have you back on the show. It's great to talk to you. D-Bro, real quick, Senior Bowl, who was the big standout guy? Who was it?
Oh, it's my guy, Evan Hull. I'm going to keep talking about him consistently all through the draft process.
Go Cats, baby.
Yes, baby. We did not win this. Right there. Jim's going to have to change hats halfway through the show. Fantastic.
I love it.
Yeah, you know, we can do it.
Jim, do you get to go anywhere? Does FanDuel send you anywhere?
They send me to like the World Fantasy Football Championship and stuff like that. So like the DFS events I'll go to. I went to Ireland for the Northwestern game, the only game they won this year. So I got to see Evan Hull in action back in the day. So I get to go to like the swanky events. I don't get to go to like Super Bowl or anything like that. Maybe next year I can try to finagle that though.
There you go. There you go. I want to go somewhere too. That's my 2023. Go somewhere. That's my goal. All right. Let's get into it. Let's talk about the DFS plays first. So the gentlemen here have provided you their three big time must play DFS players for the Super Bowl. And I know a lot of people even play DFS. Some of them don't like, you know, the showdown slates, don't like that we have here at the, you know, the end where it's just a one game, but look, this is what we've got. So let's try to make some money on it and let's try to figure this out. Jim, you're the guest. So let's let you go first here. When you're looking at DFS target plays this weekend, how are you building your lineups? Who's the first guy that you're starting with and why?
So I think the big decision is, do you put both Mahomes and Hurts in your lineup? Because on FanDuel you can, but it makes it tough. And that's why, for me, my focus is on value plays. I need to spend my most time this week researching which guys I want to turn to there. And if you go Mahomes and Hurts at the same time, which I would like to, very much so, it's tough to get back up to Isaiah Pacheco at 10-5. But I want to try to get there because not just the what he did in the conference championship. That was a good game. 56% snap rate in that game. That was his second highest this year, his highest since the McKinnon breakout game, but also because of the work he got in the passing game. 6 targets in that game, and he's got some juice. I think that he sets up well against this Eagles defense, where they've got great outside corner play, which means the Chiefs already don't throw outside a lot. They're probably going to funnel things towards guys like Travis Kelce, drives guys like Isaiah Pacheco. Pacheco at 10-5, I think, as a result of how good he looked in that game, the fact that he's had good yardage, even when his role hasn't been pristine, I think you add that together, and he is a really fun play in the mid-range at 10-5.
All right, I support that. Already got some shares down there on Pacheco and some props. We'll get to that later in the show. Let's go to you, D-Bro. And this one might be obvious that you put out there, but sometimes the obvious answer is the right one. It's another Kansas City Chief. So you got Travis Kelce as your number one guy. Talk to me why.
I mean, look, I know that I'm not, you know, breaking any kind of absolute just insane news by sitting here leading off of Travis Kelce, but the guy has honestly been like as close to like Cooper Kupp-esque in the playoffs as we could see. I mean, this playoff season, 34% target share, he's averaging 90.5 receiving yards. And even if you go back the entirety of like the last 8 games for Kelce, it's been nothing but smash city. This guy has had at least 95 receiving yards in 7 of his last 8 playoff games. He has scored 9 touchdowns in those 8 playoff games. And if you look at the Eagles since week 15, they've been vulnerable to tight ends. They're 23rd in catch rate allowed and 26th in receiving yards per game allowed to tight end. So while Kelce might be the low-hanging fruit, I'm going to pick it very gently, and I'm going to enjoy it.
There you go. And look, we all knew that the linebacking core of the Eagles was something that was a little suspect. It's what they needed to address in the last offseason. They're very good in the secondary, very good up front. That's where you want to attack them. You get that mismatch with Travis Kelce on linebackers, it's going to be a feast. So just because it's chalk doesn't mean it's bad. I like where you're going with this one. Let's go back to you, Jim, for another DFS play that you want to lock in on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, it's super boring, but I think that Jake Elliott, the kicker for the Eagles, is undersalaried at $8,000. Now, it's important to think about the way this interacts with the other guys on your team. If you have Jalen Hurts at MVP, don't put his kicker in there because you're assuming he converts touchdowns, and that's not field goals for Jake Elliott. So if you have Hurts at MVP, lower Jake Elliott, probably go elsewhere with that spot. But if you've got Mahomes at MVP, I think that Elliott does make sense because $8,000, pretty low for a guy who's had double digits 5 separate times this year. He projects pretty well, got a decent ceiling even relative to guys in that range, like Kenneth Gainwell, decent ceiling relative to Eagles defense, Harrison Butker, stuff like that, the Chiefs defense. I think he's interesting. Now, I think that there are guys in that range who I like. Like, I think Kenneth Gainwell is totally fine. I like MVS in that range. I'm fine with Kadarius Toney, but I think that if you're talking about guys who could get overlooked because people don't want to use a kicker in a game with a 50.5 point total, I think he'll go a bit overlooked. So make sure he's not contradicting other parts of your lineup. Like, again, specifically with Hurts at MVP, but if you don't got a Hurts at MVP, I think that Elliott does make sense because he's got that decent little path to a good game at a low salary. And I think that is pretty valuable here.
Yeah. And this is so much about it. And Derek and I, who do the DFS show here live every Friday in season, we always talk about you're building narratives for these games. And if you're building those narratives, you're trying to invest in them. Great point. If you think Hurts is going to be MVP, Jake Elliott should not be in your lineup. All right, Derek Brown, who's in your lineup? Who's at number 2 for you at DFS this week in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and I want to give some context about some of these captain choices or MVP choices that I've laid out here and still going to discuss, is that if you're playing over on FanDuel, I think the 2 most popular MVPs are going to be the quarterbacks. That's usually where you start the conversation over on FanDuel. On DK, I think you get a little bit more wild as far as your captain choices and stuff. So whether you're going off the board over on FanDuel or you're going to get your action on DK, that's where I'm going with a lot of these guys. So the next guy I got to bring up here is Kenneth Gainwell. I love him in this game. Absolutely love him. And for a lot of the same reasons that Jim talked about Pacheco, and I love the Pacheco call, but Gainwell, I think, is going to be a key cog in this Super Bowl game. You look at over the last 2 weeks, he has had averaged 14.5 touches, almost 100 total yards. He had 42% of the snaps last game, and that matched a season high. And really, the role for Gainwell that I want to like drill down and focus on here is the pass game. He's played 81% of the third down snaps in the playoffs. He's been the passing down back, 10.4% target share. And if the Eagles are going to exploit a weakness, and this has been a weakness for the Chiefs for multiple seasons. So I'm not just talking about, okay, a one season sample here. Spags just loves to give up production to running backs in the receiving game. This year, Kansas City has allowed the most receptions, the fourth most receiving yards, and the seventh most receiving touchdowns to running backs. So while I think a lot of people, if they're going to go to the Philly backfield, they're going to click Miles Sanders, they're going to move on. This allows you to have leverage off of Miles Sanders. And if you were to team him in your lineup with somebody like Isaiah Pacheco, you're getting leverage for days, man. You're getting leverage off of Jarrett McKinnon. You're getting leverage off of Miles Sanders. And this is how you take down showdown contests.
Yeah, I love that. And also, you know, part of that running backs catching the football is because of the aggressiveness of the Spagnuolo defense all the way back to the Giants days. I mean, they get after the quarterback. The Eagles and the Chiefs, 1-2 at getting to the quarterback this year. So no mistake there. Love the Gainwell call. Makes a ton of sense too, also to get off of the Miles Sanders grouping as well a little bit. All right, Jim, let's wrap it up here in the DFS targets here with the number three guy that you have. And this one's a little off the beaten path, and I like it. Now, I want the explanation of why.
First of all, sorry. I'm talking about Kadarius Toney. Apologies for everyone who is like me, still recovering from the conference championships. But Toney sounds like he's good to go. He practiced both Monday and Tuesday. No practice reports in terms of limited versus full. If he gets in a full practice by Friday, I think that he will be really fun at 7,000. Because let's assume that Kadarius Toney keeps his same lackluster role that he had down the stretch, where he's playing like 17 snaps per game. If we assume he keeps that role, he had that role with no Mecole Hardman weeks 16, 17, 18, then in week 20 in the divisional round before he got hurt in the conference championship. So that four game sample, in those four games, 43.3 yards from scrimmage per game for Kadarius Toney, which is about 12 more than Jarrett McKinnon. It is 28 more than Marquez Valdez-Scantling, that sample. It is 15 more than Juju Smith-Schuster. It is 17 more than Justin Watson. He's getting yardage in like untraditional ways. And also in that four game sample, 1.8 red zone chances per game carries or targets in that sample, which ranks second the team behind just Isaiah Pacheco at 2.3. Jarrett McKinnon also 1.8, Travis Kelce 1.5. So they were giving him targets, giving him carries, giving him high leverage chances. So yeah, he's probably going to get hurt again. Odds are very high that'll happen, but if he's out there, he's going to get some high leverage chances. I think there's a decent chance he gets a pass attempt in this game. Just going to throw that out there. Given Andy Reid 2 weeks to cook stuff up, he had a pass attempt with the Giants, I think, that was actually pretty. So I think that Toney, despite the risks, despite how annoying it is, despite how much it hurts my brain to want to go back there, I think at 7,000, he's a really fun value play this week.
Well, not having Mecole Hardman available for this game certainly makes it slightly less insane. That's for sure. Are we considering this Andy Reid off a bye? Does this count?
Yes, but there's no rest advantage. Yeah. So I don't think it actually like the rest advantage is zero. So like
advantage we have.
Yeah.
The 2 extra week to prepare. Okay. I see people throwing that around and I'm not sure if that's good or not. I don't know if that's that, you know, they're like, well, Andy Reid off another bye. I'm like, is it really a bye? Is it? I don't know. Story for another time. Derek Brown, give me one more guy in DFS you want to target in the Super Bowl.
All right, so Jim went off the beaten path. I'm going to go stray back towards a little more popular play. I know that that's apparently what I'm doing today. But Dallas Goedert, he is, one of my favorite plays in this game. And this comes down to what the Chiefs have been giving up the entire season. And that is yak. The Chiefs have allowed the fifth most yak and the sixth most missed tackles in the NFL. If we're talking about, okay, the Chiefs can get after the quarterback, okay, Jalen Hurts is going to get the ball out quickly. I've already talked about Gainwell. Goedert is another guy. You put the ball in his hands and just let him make plays. And with the weaknesses of the Chiefs, it marries perfectly with Dallas Goedert's strengths. This guy is third in yak per reception and ninth in missed tackles forced amongst all tight ends. So we're talking about, okay, just get the ball out of his hands, let guys do what they do, and That screams, and your lineups are going to be massively different. Like, even if you wanted to go Jalen Hurts at MVP over on FanDuel or captain on DK, like, you can run Gainwell and Dallas Goedert as a cheap double, and you're going to be massively different than the field with that.
There you go. Old Chalky himself, Derek Brown, giving you Goddard and Gainwell and Kelsey. Jim, giving you Isaiah Pacheco, Kadarius Toney, and Jake Elliott. So that's a good. You got to have a mix. Again, you know, just because it's chalk doesn't mean it's wrong. We talk about that all the time, D-Bro. How many times have we said that on the show?
Absolutely.
So, and going with Goddard on the other end of that, too, makes a lot of sense, too, because it'll be so Kelsey heavy. So having that share of Goddard also something you want to do. Let's continue on, gentlemen. Let's talk about the player props. And I know we've been talking a lot about this on our Betting Pros channel. If you haven't already, subscribe to the Betting Pros podcast wherever you get your pods, and subscribe to the YouTube channel too, youtube.com/bettingpros, because Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, Matt Perrault, who is back every day doing the Daily Juice, Matthew Friedman, and me, I am not named Matt, so they have to have somebody to break up that show a little bit. We're going to be taking your questions live, 1 p.m. Eastern. We got a live stream. We're going to talk about the best bets. We're going to talk about props, everything you can imagine. So subscribe, click that little bell till it goes ding for the notifications too, so you know when the show airs and what's going on there. So you don't want to miss that. And you get those little notifications. They're helpful. So again, that's 1 p.m. Eastern, Betting Pros YouTube channel, Super Bowl live stream with me and the Mats. Check it out. And also don't forget, Pat Fitzmaurice is going to be doing the his favorite props on Friday on the podcast of Betting Pros. I just did a video of my favorite 10. So much content there. So many Super Bowl bets to make. Go make them. Gentlemen, I want to talk to you about some of yours. D-Bro, what's up with you with this one? Who was number one on your list in terms of player props that you got laid out for us?
Well, Jim's got me Googling and scrambling to find any Kadarius Toney passing props, but outside of that...
Oh, yeah, you got that. You slid that in there. He's just kind of like, you might even have a pass in that game.
He slid it in there, and I was like, pros.com.
My goodness.
You can bet on number of players to attempt a pass. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen it recently. I saw it like earlier.
You can
bet
on everything.
All I heard was Jim is going to talk to the powers that be at FanDuel. And we're going to get the Kadarius Toney passing props at.
Well, I'll work on it.
Yeah, please. Let's go. But the number one guy I'm going to sit here and lead off with, again, is somebody I talked about in my top three plays. And again, if you're going to have skin in the game in DFS, why are you not going to chase it with some betting action? It's going to gain well. You can get the over for his receiving yards at 11.5. It's minus 110 in a lot of different books. You can actually still get over 10.5 at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is minus 114. So whether you want to toss this into a parlay or just straight bet it, I'm down with both.
All right, there you go. That's number one here. Kenneth Gainwell over on the 11.5 receiving yards at BetMGM. The king of sportsbooks, one of our sponsors over there, by the way, Betting Pros. Jim, give me one for you. What do you have at the top of your list here for player props?
So this is not mine. I will note that the over 2.5 pass attempts or players to attempt to pass is plus 154. That's not quite enough for me to bite, but just going to throw that out there in case anyone wants it. My first one goes back to the thoughts on Isaiah Pacheco, where he looked really good in that conference championship game. Jerick McKinnon's role got scaled back, and now Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I don't think will have a very big role, but there's always a chance he does. So I like McKinnon under 21.5 rushing yards at minus 110 because A, he's not super effective. B, he's less effective when they're in shotgun. So if Mahomes' ankle injury lingers a bit, they ran more shotgun in the conference championship. His success rate out of shotgun this year was like 25% versus Pacheco at 47%. So it's a huge gap there. So rushing attempts could go down, rushing effectiveness likely to go down. 21.5 rushing yards is a decently big number. Now, if you look at McKinnon's sample without CEH, he has gone over this number in 5 out of 10 games. So about half, which means that minus 110 would be a bad bet on the under. But especially recently, hasn't come close to it. So effectively, I'm betting against him breaking a long rush, and I'm fine making that bet. With Linval Joseph helping out that Eagles rush defense, I think that McKinnon under 21.5 is a good way to go there.
Does CEH being active for this game mean anything?
It means I'm lower on McKinnon in terms of, like, I think there are greater odds he totally busts. I think he still has the exact same ceiling. I think that Pacheco has the exact same ceiling, and Pacheco's odds of busting increase slightly, but I don't care like a lot of it. I don't play cash games for like this kind of slate. So I don't really care about floor that much. I want guys with a viable path to the ceiling. And I don't think this impacts them in that regard, except maybe maybe changes the odds they get there a tiny, tiny bit, but not enough where I care too much.
They don't call him big money Santas for nothing. All right, Jerick McKinnon under the 21.5 rushing yards minus 110 over at FanDuel. Let's go back to you, D-Bro. What do you have here for us on your second favorite prop of the weekend?
I'm loving the Jerick McKinnon. I'm loving the Jerick McKinnon fade by Jim.
I know you're getting emotional. You're all choked
I know,
up.
I'm getting all choked up, literally. But going back to one of the, I think the props, I'm not going to say it's a gimme, but again, I talked about earlier about what Travis Kelce has done in the playoffs, and it's been insanity. I mean, we could easily craft narratives of, okay, like last week, like, oh, the Bengals, they're going to do everything they can to take Travis Kelce away. At this point in the playoffs, all I can tell you is good luck, defenses. Good luck, Eagles, trying to take Travis Kelce away. If you're able to do it, you're one of the very few that have been able to do it. So I'm going to sit here and chase the Travis Kelce over. You can get over 79.5 receiving yards. It's minus 110 at FanDuel Sportsbook. It's minus 115 at BetMGM. I'm willing, if you can find any alt lines, possibly a plus money, I'm willing to even go higher on that because the opening line, it opened at 78.5. So it's not like it's been bet up a ton. So even if looking at Travis Kelce, if he eclipses this mark, I think it's handedly. So I'm also willing to sit here and chase a little bit higher lines with this if you're building out a different parlays.
All right, so Kelce over on the 79.5 receiving yards. Jim, back to you. Give us some more, maybe about another tight end.
Yeah, I want to go back to a guy Derek talked about in the DFS section because I like him a lot in Dallas Goedert. It's just hard to get there if I want Pacheco and I have Mahomes and Hurts. So I won't be in that range a lot, but I can just get my Goedert exposure via his receiving prop. It's 49.5 at FanDuel. Over is minus 110. I think that's a great way to go because he's had a really good role. If you look at the games they've had everybody healthy so far this year, it's a 12-game sample with Goedert healthy, with Jalen Hurts healthy, and all those guys good to go. And Goedert is at just 5.8 targets per game in that time. Not a huge number, but 55.9 receiving yards per game in that time. That's a decent chunk above this. And I like the matchup, like you were alluding to, in this specific situation. So a slight bump up there. I think they'll have to throw more than usual, given that it's a very good Chiefs team. I don't think they can just kind of ground and pound in this one. So I think a lot of things point towards a bump in passing volume for the Eagles, and I think that'll help Goedert. So 49.5 to me, a very fair number to take the over.
Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Air Medcare Network. We talk a lot here on the show about what makes winners, and there's one thing that all teams, coaches, and players have in common that win, and that's preparation. Planning is the key in everyday life, too. And a great way to be prepared for the unexpected is to join Air Medcare Network, America's largest air ambulance membership network. Air Medcare Network providers operate state-of-the-art helicopters that can respond to critically ill or injured patients who need emergency medical transport. These flights can be very expensive, but as an Air Medcare Network member, you won't see a bill for your flight when flown by one of their providers. That's right, you'll pay nothing. You can become a member of Air Medcare Network for just $99 a year. And right now, our listeners get up to an $80 MasterCard or Amazon e-gift card when they join and use the offer code FANTASYPROS. That's one word, FANTASYPROS, no spaces. Make financial peace of mind part of your game plan. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/fantasypros. That's airmedcarenetwork.com/fantasypros. And now, back to the action. Okay, the star of the show is going to be Isaiah Pacheco, I can tell you right now, because both the guys have Pacheco props coming up next. D-Brawl, which one do you have that's your favorite Pacheco prop?
So right now, my favorite one on the board for Isaiah Pacheco, and again, Jim talked about this earlier with his pass game usage, and I think we're seeing a little bit of the changing of the guard in the Kansas City Chiefs backfield. You look at Pacheco, and Jim talked about it, like last week, 57% was a season high in snaps. He ran more routes than Jerick McKinnon, 20-14. And I think that a lot of this comes down to, so I'm going to sit here and chase the over for his 15.5 receiving yards. It's minus 115 at points bet. I think you're looking at similar lines like minus 110, minus 114 around the industry, around different books. So I'm willing to go there because I think you're seeing a changing of how the Kansas City Chiefs want to utilize these backs. And honestly, I think it's perfectly, I mean, I think it's really sharp. You're looking at, they have utilized both of these guys in very specific roles throughout the entire season. McKinnon's been on the passing downs and Pacheco's been early down guy. But the Chiefs flipped the script last week, and I think that can continue this week trying to throw off the defense. It's like, if Pacheco's out there, nah, man, we could use him in the passing game. And so we're talking about both of these teams are really good as far as the pass rush. His quarterback's got to get the ball out early, and Pacheco has an ascending role. I won't be surprised if Pacheco goes for two scores and one of those via the passing game. So give me the over for his receiving yards.
That over number is 15.5, and that's over at PointsBet at -115. And once again, remember, you go to Betting Pros, you can see all the lines, all the different betting houses where you can get the best bang for your buck. That's the whole point of Betting Pros, and download the app if you haven't already. Jim, give me your favorite Pacheco prop, alliteration aside.
At FanDuel, you can bet on which player will lead the game in rushing yardage. So rushing yardage specifically, you can bet on. And Miles Sanders is favorite at even money. Jalen Hurts is +220. Pacheco is +340, which means implied odds there 22.7%. And, you know, the Chiefs money line right now is +104, which means that FanDuel is telling you their odds of winning here, if you don't account for the hold, are 49%. If they do win, in that 49% chance, what are the odds that Pacheco is the leading rusher in this game? Probably decently high. By any means, but
I'm betting this right now as you're talking, because this is make so much sense. I can't even handle it.
Yeah, that's all you need. It's about half the time that they win, he's a leading rusher. And then you don't account for times where they lose and he's still a leading rusher, which is not as likely, but it still could happen. So +340 for a guy who can break off long runs, has been really efficient so far this year. I think that I do respect the Eagles rush defense. It's better than it was earlier on. It's still not the strength of their team relative to their pass defense. So we could see the Chiefs run the ball a bit more. So +340, a really good number for a guy who can bust off a long run, has a good role, is explosive in a decent matchup. I think that's enough for Pacheco +340 to be a good bet there.
Very nice. Well done. Okay. So Pacheco +340 to lead in rushing yards for that game over on FanDuel. Let's play a little game, gentlemen, via our prop bet cheat sheet. Again, this is over on Betting Pros. If you don't know what that is, I'll tell you. The prop bet cheat sheet is the perfect place because you have all of the fantasy projections right next to all of the player props. And then where you have the best differential, it tells you where to bet it. So it's kind of like the literal cheat sheet to go ahead and make some bets if you really don't know too much about it. We just want it to be simple. So the prop bet cheat sheet, again, it's at bettingpros.com or just download the app. Let's start with this one. I'm going to ask you a prop here. I'm going to throw it out there. I'll tell you what the prop bet cheat sheet says with the differential, the projections in there. And you tell me if you're buying it or not, if you're in or out. So we'll start with Patrick Mahomes, 294.5 passing yards. That's the number. The projections at 277.7, and that is an under by 16.8. D-Bro, are you in or out for this under on the Mahomes passing yardage total?
I'm out. I'm going to chase the over for Patrick Mahomes if I'm going to do anything. And I'm staring at the prop bet analyzer right now, and it tells me that Mahomes has gone over that line in 6 of his last 10 games, one of those being when he was hurt in the playoffs. So yeah, I'm going to disagree. I'm going to go with the over. Now,
Jim, sometimes, you know, especially in that first quarter, things are a little flat in the Super Bowl. You know, teams haven't played in 2 weeks. There's a lot of energy, a lot of nervous energy, and then it kind of settles in a little bit. If that is the case, would you be in on this under or are you out?
I'm definitely not in the over, just because I agree with the projections. I think that those make sense. It's a big number, really big number, 294.5. And I think it's fair to be skewing a bit towards the under there as a result. I don't think I'll be taking the under personally, though, because I can see a lot of situations where he is just super efficient. When you look at the games where he faced like really good defense this year, the 49ers game, they were banged up. Like a lot of their guys played, but they were not healthy in that game. Both the Broncos games, Mahomes was awesome. So I don't want to be in a spot where Sunday I am sad because Patrick Mahomes goes bananas. So not taking the over, but I'm also staying away from the under. It's a pass for me. I think I would bet towards the projections if I were forced to bet it.
Okay. Again, next one here, we'll do a couple Chiefs ones and we'll do a couple Eagles ones. Next one on the board, here's another Chief one. Again, it's straight from bettingpros.com/props. It is Isaiah Pacheco, our hero of the show. So one thing we didn't talk about, 46.5. It's the rushing number. The projections have him over 58.4. That's a differential of +11.9. Jim, are you in or out of this number of 46.5 on the over?
I think I'm in.
That wasn't, you know, very convincing.
I know. I think that I'd rather go for Burgundy.
Are you in or are you out?
Yeah. I want to go with the more aggressive approach, going for alt overs, stuff like that. I want to go for the lead the game in rushing and stuff like that, because You know, I think that this is a decently fair number. If you go to, there's a site called Betscope. If you put in the projection, it'll sort out like what the odds should be for that based on that. And they have his odds over 46 and a half. I use the number fire projections for his rushing yardage. They have it at minus 125. So it actually is a pretty decent number, to get the 46 and a half. So if you were asking me, do I want the over or the under, I'd take the over, but I think I'd prefer to go with the alt rushing yardage, go with to lead the game. So I am on board with the projections here, just using them in a different fashion.
Okay, very well. How about you, D-Bro? Isaiah Pacheco, 46 and a half. The bots are telling us the over. Are you in or out on the over?
I want to try to answer this like Jim. I like the over.
Okay. I'm Ron Burgundy.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, I know, but seriously.
Is that the same voice you have when your wife asks you, you want to go visit her parents for the weekend? Sure.
Yes, my voice goes up a few octaves. Things kind of clinch
like a great
up.
Weekend. Yeah.
It's time. But yeah, look, we've shed nothing but Isaiah Pacheco love on this show. Jim talked about chasing the alt line, talk about going with him to lead all rushers. Yeah, give me the over here. I'm with projections. Yeah, all right.
Let's do another one here. Let's do Juju Smith-Schuster. 40 and a half receiving yards. Projection is for 30.6. That's a difference of minus 9.9. The under is obvious here. Derek Brown, is it obvious to you? Are you in or out on the under on Juju's 40 and a half receiving yards?
Yeah, give me the undertaker here. I'm totally down with it. Juju has been body slammed in the last few weeks by just being a guy.
Well, if you're going to stick with the undertaker, it should be choke slammed if we're going to stick with motif we're doing here.
Hey, look, I'm fine with correction, okay? I'll lean on you for the wrestling prowess,
the wrestling stuff,
Joe.
You know where to go. This is my
exactly.
Bag. All right.
So, yes, we're going to choke slam Juju into the under on this one.
Same thing for you, Jim. Rest in peace for this under.
40 and a half is a really big number. So I would definitely be going towards the under here as well. Like Juju's, he's struggled ever since that concussion. He hasn't seemed to be the same guy. Now this knee injury, that sample I mentioned before with Kadarius Toney being like in a role, 28 yards per game for Juju. So I'm under this for sure.
Yeah. And again, you know, we're looking at some of these best ones we have on the board. You know, this is the whole point, is you're trying to get the best bang for your buck and then bet it at the right place. So let's go to some Eagles here. Kenneth Gainwell, 19 and a half rushing yards. We talked about the receiving yards. Didn't really touch on the rushing yards. Projections have him at 29.1. That's a little aggressive. The difference of plus 9.6. So it's an over here, according to projections. Jim, are you in or out on the over of the 19 and a half rushing yards for Gainwell?
I'm out. I think 19 and a half is very fair. I got this at 16 and a half, took the over there. Now that it's up to 19 and a half, I think that's just right. So I take the under on the projections and I'll take a push, somehow getting a half yard, manifesting a push on 19 and a half. So I'll stay away from this one.
Okay. D-Bro, how about you in or out on the 19 and a half rushing yards for Gainwell?
I do think that it's aggressive, but I am willing to go with the over on this one. And I know if you go back and you rewind, you're listening to this show and stuff from the very beginning of it, I've taken a lot of overs in this. And I want to clarify a little bit of that. Is that I think that there's going to be a massive amount of play volume in this game. Kansas City Chiefs run at a high pace. The Eagles, when they have been pressed or they have been in tight games, run a lot of no huddle, run a lot of plays. The problem is the Eagles haven't been pushed the entire season. They get up on teams and then they slow down. They're not going to have the ability to do that in this game. So yes, I'm going to play a lot more overs in this game than maybe I would typically, because I think the play volume leans to that. But also, Gainwell has been explosive as all get out. He's got 35% and 42% breakaway run rates over the last 2 weeks. He gets at least like 3 to 5 carries in this game. He can hit over this. Even, I mean, heck, give him 3 carries and he get the hit the over.
All right, let's go back to Dallas Goedert, somebody we talked about earlier. 50 and a half receiving yards, projections at 42. That's a -8.5. So they're saying under here on this one. What are your thoughts here? We already talked about the 49 and a half receiving yards and the over. So we know what Jim thinks about this number probably, but what do you think about this one, D-Bro? Are you in or out?
I'm going with the over for Dallas Goedert. I mean, okay. Jim already talked
so
about
out
it.
On the under. Matchup.
Right. Yeah, I'm out on the under.
Clearly you're in, right? We already talked about this one.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So there we go. The projections are wrong. And this is, again, projections are there to give you a basis. It's not the end all be all at the end of the day. And that's why I want to talk to these experts here about their feelings. Why are you, we already know Jim's take on this, D-Bro. Give me your 2 seconds here about Goddard, why you're into him this week.
I mean, I think the matchup's perfectly lean for him to get fed volume here, as well as the outside corners for the Kansas City Chiefs been playing really good. Snead's going to be back in this one. You look on the other side, Watson has been playing extremely well. If they're going to funnel targets away from those outside corners, it's going to go to Goddard. It's going to go to Gainwell.
All right, Jim, last one here for the Eagles. Jalen Hurts, 241.5 passing yards. The projection says 233.4. That's a difference of minus 8.1. The under, are you in or out on the under for passing yards for Hurts?
Prefer the under, but won't bet it because I think the Chiefs win this game, which means there'll be some more passing volume for the Eagles here. I think that that could boost up Hurts' passing, also boost up his rushing potentially, force a scramble. They could have to throw more than they've had to this entire year. So I think that the projections are not wrong, but I still will not take the under despite that because of the way I could see this game playing out.
D-Bro, your thoughts on Jalen Hurts, 241.5 passing yards under. Are you in or are you out?
I'm out on this one. Like, I'm staying away from it because I see a wide range of outcomes. If I'm forced to bet it, I'm out. I'll take the over. But again, I think most likely I'm staying away from it.
Okay, that brings us to our Super Bowl predictions, everybody. Jim, you kind of tipped your hand there, so let's talk about it. You're obviously on the side of Kansas City. You want to give me a score? You want to give me the over? What do you want to do here, and who's the MVP?
Okay, I can actually give you a score. Let me just pull it up here.
Oh, look at this.
I had the Chiefs winning. I had the Chiefs favored by 1.49 points. Total for me is 49.97. So if you just figure that, I think it's like 25, 23, 24, somewhere in there. I don't know, something like that. So that's not going to be a realistic score, but I'll go Chiefs 27-24 because 51 is a pretty key number for betting. So we'll go 27-24 favor the Chiefs. I think that Mahomes is the most likely MVP. He's plus 130 for a reason. But if you want to have fun, I'd go Pacheco. Do it for me. I can't bet on that here in Rhode Island. So I can bet props. I can't bet MVPs. So let me live through you and bet Isaiah Pacheco 50-1 to win MVP.
I'll throw a little for my homie who isn't there. I'll throw some money on that just for you. What a weird set of circumstances there. It's so bizarre.
It's the same in New York.
You can't bet on that. I know. That's why I live in New York.
It's the same thing. Yeah. It's like you can't bet anything where there's voting. So like, yeah. I can't bet on like coach of the year or anything like that in New York and all that. Gotcha. It's all delightful. Right. Yeah.
All right, D-Bro. Look, we've kind of come full circle here because in July and August, you were the guy talking about the Eagles offense, Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Eagles. And here we are at the end. The Eagles are in the Super Bowl. So D-Bro, this is your last chance to stay on brand or to jump ship at the final moment and be disappointing.
I mean, people thought I was insane. I remember my mentions were lit on fire in May, June, and July whenever I said Eagles are a fantastic Super Bowl candidate. Jalen Hurts is probably going to go for MVP. AJ Brown is going to have the best season of his career. And everybody's like, oh, really? Like, come on, man. And now you say all those things out in the streets and everybody's like, oh, that's a soft call. I mean, it wasn't so crazy. It wasn't so crazy back in June. So, yes, I'm staying firmly on brand. I think the Eagles win it. I think Jalen Hurts takes MVP. And for the betting community, again, I'm going to sit here in Congress with Jim, except I'm going to sauce it up just a little bit. We're going to go Price is Right style. I'm going to go. So, Jim, what was your line? 27-24.
Yeah,
let's go with that.
I'm going to take the over for the 51 total right now. And I'm going to go 28-24 Eagles.
Okay. I like
there
that.
There you go.
I like
Look
that.
At this.
That's fun.
Perfect. I'm sure everything is going to be correct that we've said this entire show.
Of course. Nothing's
that
wrong.
In.
No.
I'm voting. I'm putting money on the Gatorade. I already made that very clear. It's green.
What'd you bet?
I'm betting the FanDuel. You get the green/yellow/lime. So you kind of are covering three bases there. Plus, I did my homework. The last time the Chiefs won, they dumped the green onto Andy Reid, and you know, football players are very, very, you know, the superstitious. We kind of have the same Gatorade, the same things. Plus the Eagles, they're team green.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like it can't lose. I feel like that is the one lock of the Super Bowl you can bet on. So
Derek, purple is 7-1. If you want to, you know, ride your boy, Evan Hall, 7-1.
I mean, look, purple. You could talk me into some Evan Hall correlations any day of the week, Jim.
Yeah, there we go.
On that note, we've really come full circle. We're going to close things out there. Jim Sanis, always a pleasure to talk to you. Go follow him on the Twitter machine at Jim Sanis. Check out all his great work over at FanDuel, Number Fire, all of the above. D-Bro, you know where to find him. Got some great stuff on the Senior Bowl too. Him and Thor were out there having a good time and getting a lot of work done too. They got podcasts on it. They've got written stuff on it. Go check that out at fantasypros.com. And of course, don't forget, Betting Pros live stream, 1 p.m. Eastern. Matt Perrault, Matthew Friedman, Matthew Pizzapia. No, just me, Joe Pizzapia. We're going to be talking all things Super Bowl, taking your questions. That's 1 p.m. Eastern. Subscribe to the Betting Pros YouTube channel today. Go check it out. Great content on there, too. We've got all kinds of pods, all kinds of short-form videos as well. I want to thank the sponsors of today's show, including FanDuel. Head over to FanDuel.com/FPSBK and get your no-sweat first bet up to $3,000. Again, that's FanDuel.com/FPSBK. And don't forget about Air Medcare Network. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/fantasypros to get financial peace of mind and part of your game plan. Again, that's airmedcarenetwork.com/fantasypros for the protection for you and your family. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Jim and Derek, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.